Hey Taylor, can you hear me okay?
I've got you, Samantha.
Awesome. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this afternoon ahead of the NASCAR Cross and Truck Series playoffs. We appreciate it. We'll go right
Absolutely.
into questions here for you. Who would like to start us off? Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Taylor, I'm just curious, what type of advice have you gotten on handling the pressure of the playoffs?
Hey Bob. Honestly, just kind of taking it a race at a time. Luckily, I think this first round of playoffs for our company as a whole is have a pretty good set of tracks coming up. So more so looking at a bigger picture, but just taking it one race at a time, focusing and really not changing much to what we've done all year long. Just showing up to the racetrack prepared, and kind of just have to go through the weekend and, kind of the same thing we've been doing all year long. I don't know that much will change.
And what do you feel like you might need to do in the playoffs that you haven't done the regular season to be a factor?
I think the big thing is we're gonna have to go and win races, starting in Milwaukee, hopefully. So, if you go back and look, I think it's fair to say we should at least have three wind stickers on the side of our truck this year. Just kind of failed to execute some of these races out. So I think the big thing is going to be executing these races, especially executing at the end of these races, and picking off some of those wins.
All right, we'll go next to Jonathan Field. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Taylor, for taking the time out. I appreciate it. Just looking at the season so far, what has been the biggest thing that has kind of led to your, uptick in performance and ultimately making the playoffs?
I think the big thing is just working with Jeff Hensley that's on the box and working with him as a mentor and also as a crew chief and just kind of picking his brain and gaining the experiences that he's had over the years with racing. And I think that's been one of the biggest factors with me running a lot better this year than I have in the past is just is having Jeff to work with and picking his brain. And also, it's experience, right? This is obviously my second year, I guess technically first full-time year in trucks. So, just gaining the experience and just being better.
And when you look ahead to the playoffs, are there any tracks that you have circled that could be, top of your list that you're looking forward to?
I think Kansas, Milwaukee's one of them coming up. Homestead, I'm really excited for. Bristol, I think we have a good package for Bristol. I think there's quite a bit of racetracks coming up for us that are really good racetracks for us. And whenever we do make it to that final round, I think Phoenix is a really good racetrack for our company as a whole.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jonathan.
All right, we'll go next to John Newby. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. So, Taylor, kind of following up on the comments you made about Jeff, I know you guys talk all the time, and I was curious, with his extensive experience dealing with this elimination format, is there anything he's kind of explained to you about, like, I guess, crazy moves people might try to make, or just the added intensity that's going to rise during these next few races?
Yeah, John, not a whole lot. I think a lot of the guys, it'll be okay for a little bit. It really comes down to like those cut races whenever you're on the cut line or it's there somebody's in a must-win situation. That's whenever you'll see some crazy moves, I think, happening, and you just have to be aware of that and be aware of who you're around, and not get into their mess. But heck, that's truck racing every weekend, so we shouldn't have much issues with that.
Okay. And then a big theme from every other playoff driver this afternoon has been execution is that's like the hurdle they have to overcome. They can't make mistakes out on the track on restarts or whatever. Their pit crews have to be perfect. Correct me if I'm wrong, your crew seems like they've been pretty on it this year.
Yeah, in terms of pit crew stuff, I don't know the exact stats. Bob probably be a good one to ask, but I think or first or second on average on pit road by a good bit. So I want to say what last time I heard we were first on average on pit road. So that's obviously exciting and awesome. Those guys worked their butts off and are really good at what they do. So in terms of pit road stuff, I'm not really worried about it. Those guys seem to perform pretty well.
Perfect. That answered my third question. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
We'll go next to Francesco. Go ahead, Francesco.
Okay. Hi, Taylor. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Francesco.
I would like to ask you a question about the season you have until now, because that's your second full season in Truck Series. And this time you were faster than last season with a lot of top five, top tens, really consistent. But the only thing you didn't do is win a race. So from another part of the world, watching you at the TV, I would like to ask you a thing made from an assumption. If you're going to win in the playoff, you will unlock your full potential, in my opinion. Do you think that winning there in the last stage of the season would be, like the unlock of your power that let you be more competitive also than before, more competitive than now?
Yeah, I think. No, you're fine. I think winning fixes a lot of things, and when you win, you get onto this role and this kind of this routine where it seems like nothing can really go wrong. And whenever you get into that role of things, I've experienced that. Back whenever we raced ARCA, I think I won 3 or 4 in a row, and I've experienced that. I know what it feels like. It's you feel like you're Superman. To start that now in the playoffs, that would be huge. To get us to go in rounds and make it to the Final Four, that'd be huge. And yeah, I mean, to answer your question, winning fixes everything.
And I would like also to ask about your excellent experience, because you did pretty well also there. Did it help you reaching the playoffs?
I don't know that it helped me reach the playoffs. I felt like we were in a pretty good spot all year from kind of the padding we built ourselves at the beginning of the year. And obviously we had a rough stretch of races there for a little bit in the summer months, but then started kind of getting back on track here of late. So I don't know that it necessarily helped me. I think it's helped me gain experience and just get overall seat time and make me better as a driver. But in terms of just making the playoffs, I don't know that it helped me there.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have any final questions for Taylor? All right, Taylor, thanks for joining us and good luck in the playoffs this season.
Cool. Thanks, Samantha.